This is a health warning from Doctor Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now!
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, the home studios of the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network right here in downtown San Francisco, California. Sports Byline USA started off as a network where we would just talk sports. And we do that almost every minute of every hour. We do it for 6 days and 23 hours a week. This is the 1 hour where we don't do it. We talk video games in the Video Game Review. I'm Rick Tittle. Great to have you with us, as always. Also on SB Nation as well, another network that talks sports for 23 hours, 6 days a week. I think that's what it is, something like that. Anyway, this show is about you, the gamer. I'm a gamer. I don't make games. I don't sell games. I wish I was clever enough to make video games. I just play them like you. I know what I like, and I know what I don't like. And so let's sift through it together. Let's talk about the new ones, the great ones, and everything in between. I'll give away a brand new game, as I always do, at 40 after the hour. That's a tradition here we've been doing almost 15 years. Also, at any point, if you'd like to call in, it's a collaborative effort, as I said. Video games had never been more prevalent in our society, but that doesn't mean that they're all great. So we'll sift through them together, the good, the bad, and the ugly. 800-878-PLAY is the number to call. Once again, 800-878-7529. That'll get you in, and that'll get you heard coast to coast and around the world. We are on The Voice on American Forces Radio Network, always excited to bring any programming to AFN. I'm a FAN of our troops, so wherever you might happen to be, thank you for keeping us safe. You stay safe. Keep up the good work. I hope to see you at home very, very soon. We stream through sportsbyline.com, our website. In fact, use that to win the game in about a half hour and also to ask for a cheat code. I'll do that at the end of the show. It's rick@sportsbyline.com is the email address. Click Listen Live to hear the shows on sportsbyline.com. Also, sbnationlive.com has it streaming along. The TuneIn app, the iHeartRadio app, the Stitcher app, and the Twitch app, twitch.tv. I got webcams on me right now. So we'll take a quick break and we'll come on back on the Video Game Review.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter 4422 at checkout. That's harrys.com, code 4422. Code 4422. Enjoy!
Attention. This important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review, heard coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. I always start off the show by saying, what have you been playing this weekend? What is captivating you? What is the game that you're waiting on? Are you a free agent? Are you in a relationship with a game? And I don't mean anything weird by that. I just mean you have a game that you're playing and playing and playing. I actually finally hit a milestone in a game I've been playing for a while in Fallout 76 because I got to level 50. And level 50, I have been afforded some weapons that I've been sitting on for a while. Now, it's all relative because the creatures, for the most part, that you face are going to be super strong, too. It's not like, I mean, there are some parts of the map you can go to and you can walk around with impunity. One of them is this Grognor's double-ended axe that I was using, the same type of axe in Fallout 4 that is a slow melee weapon that has over 200 damage, but it's plus 30 against animals. So I was fighting, as in a cave, fighting some Deathclaws. And I didn't even have my power armor on. And I killed him in three hits, almost two hits. Maybe if I had taken some buff tats or something. But that's a huge upgrade from my first battle with the Deathclaw. I think I used like 10 stim packs and everything in my arsenal. And this was after getting like 10 freebie shots with a scope rifle. But then again, I saw a Mirelurk Queen. A Mirelurk Queen that was level 50. And it wouldn't come out of the swamp to attack me until it got near the end. And so I got a lot of freebies on that. Still hard to beat. And my M79 grenade launcher, throwing the one of those 20 Mike mics at it, it's still getting hard. And then I went to a part of the map, and I already have enough problems with these scorch beasts. And I have found that the laser weapons do hurt them. Almost nothing else does. I kind of found that out when I was battling over by the golf course, when there was all those robots who are on your side anyway, unless you shoot at them by accident, which I did once. But I was going down the map, and I saw something in the distance, and it was a level 90 noxious something giant ram-headed dude. The whole head had these bighorn sheep horns and just this snarling face, and it didn't notice me, but I did a 180 and hightailed it. I don't want any part of that thing. That type of creature is for these guys and gals I see running around the map. Remember, we're on a server. Running around the map who are over level 200. That's not level 50 type of thing. So as I go, and I did use almost all my caps to get a power armor. I mean, think about this. I didn't even get my power armor structure base where you can redo. I forgot what it's called. Power frame. I didn't even get that till I bought it at like level 45. And then finally, my perk, as I hit level 50, was I finally got the perk that made your fusion cores last 30% longer. And I just hit yesterday level 51, and I doubled that to 60%. The way this game works is it's not like Fallout 4 and Fallout 3 where you can just get tons and tons of fusion cores. And I mean, like, you can have 50 of them. As soon as these maps come on, I believe that these people who are, you know, level 100 and above, they pack light and they fast travel to all the places where a fusion core is, and they take it, and those don't come back. I couldn't believe my eyes yesterday. I was in a swamp, and I went into somebody's bunker, and I picked a lock, and there was a fusion core in there. I probably say they come along once every 10 hours of gameplay, literally. So now I'm up to 5. This is why I was so happy with that perk where I could make my fusion cores last longer. If you have a Fallout 76 story, I'd love to hear from you right now at 800-878-PLAY. I did, you know, when I first started playing this game, I got killed twice. It was nearly impossible. I just felt like I was picking up garbage. I had no good weapons. And after about 6 hours, I'm like, you know what? Screw this. This isn't even half. It's not even one-tenth as fun as Fallout 4. But then I realized that, you know, I have to give it a go, mate. And I did. So just this week, and I always hate it when I turn it on and it's like, oh, you know, my PS4, there's a new update in your queue, which means you can't play the game. There are a lot of times you can play a game where there's DLC waiting, Call of Duty, Battlefield, whatever, and it says, do you want to download this now or do you just want to start playing? I'll download it later. Let me play. Can't do that with Fallout. And you're looking at usually about a half hour downloading, installing, copying, and all that. But anyway, so I saw that a couple days ago. It's their new patch, version point 1.14. And a lot of it is from two areas. One of them is a ProSnap Deluxe camera. It is a functional in-game camera that you can use to fill out your photo mode gallery. My photo mode gallery is full. I think it only holds like 20, 25 snaps. And then every time I want to take a picture, I got to go back and delete something because you can't have enough. And so now they're saying, oh, no, you can aim it like a weapon. So you have to find one, a broken one, on a corpse of a tourist. And then you have to start this thing called Bucket List. And then you have to go take pictures to get the camera. I have a camera. I don't even really know what's going on there. I have a camera. I guess this one is better. But the main thing is now there's a new consumable utility item, and that is a repair kit. It's a single-use item that immediately restores 100% the condition of anything in your inventory. Basic repair kits and improved repair kit. The basic repair kit takes it up to 100%. And here's the thing about repair kits. They cannot be crafted, they cannot be dropped, they cannot be sold, and they cannot be traded. So after you acquire a Pip-Boy, you go in, inspect, repair. Have you noticed if you're repairing things at some of these utility stations, it's a little bit more wonky now, whether it's power armor, weapons, crafting chemicals, or tinker's bench, brewery, any of that. So I noticed that I just happened to look in the atomic shop, and I had, because I was spending it willy-nilly, I got woodland camo for my power armor. But for 250 atomic units, or whatever they're called, which is exactly what I had left, I could get 6 repair kits. So boom, sold American. Now, some people say that's not fair because you might be a fight in survival mode and somebody could repair faster. Well, whatever. Some people will use real money on that, and that's what they want, your microtransaction for that. I'll never do a microtransaction, just never. And so I have those now, and those are good because there are a lot of times you're trying to repair something and it says you need more, you know, whatever it is, adhesive, fiber, you know, utility board, something like that. So there are supposedly some repair kits in the field, but we'll see about that. Atoms, that's what they're called in the atomic shop. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll take a quick break. We'll come on back on the video game review.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A+ online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners, now is the perfect time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. We can give you packages with up to 90 great channels and save your business a ton of cash. And if you call right now, you can learn how to get free equipment and free installation. Now you have choices. It's time to start saving money on your cable TV bill for your business. And call today and get 90 channels plus free equipment and free installation. Smart business owners like you all across the country are consolidating and saving money on their cable TV, internet, and phone service for their business. So now's the perfect time. This may be a limited time offer to the first 100 people that call right now. So please save money and call now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The Video Game Review.
Hi there. Welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you coast to coast around the world on American Forces. It is the Video Game Review, Sports Byline, and SB Nation. Great to have you with us. In fact, if you're on the East Coast, it's already Monday morning. What does the future look like? 1-800-878-PLAY to talk video games. Coming up in the next segment, we'll give away a brand new game. And we'll also tell you what's new this week. I always look at the list of what's coming out, and that's always a good thing when new games come out, not just because, duh, we get new games, but because there's not enough room on that top shelf. So very good games move down and down and down until they get into a bucket, and they're $12. That might take a few years sometimes, but that's a good thing. Now, if you know me, and you know me, you know I love Bulgarian clog dancing. No, you know I love getting the backs of video games. What does that mean? Well, video games get blamed for a lot of ills in society because it's an easy scapegoat, and you know, you'll have a Netflix documentary on Ted Bundy, and then there'll be a video game, and they'll go, "Oh, that's why there's violence." I'm like, "Do you see what else we're watching?" First of all, don't let video games raise your children. And I think most children can differentiate reality and video games, and if they can't, something's wrong with them, and they wouldn't help them anyway. So video games, I think, if anything, have a more cathartic effect on people. I know for me it is a great way to chill. Like, I personally don't do drugs. Video games, I guess you could say, would be my way to get mellow for the people who do that. I love it. And to me, if I have any, it's not like I'm an angry person, but if I have any, you know, angry issues, sometimes I can get them out therapeutically in a video game. I don't think it makes people more violent, but that's just me. But I bring it up again today on the Video Game Review with Rick Tittle. That's me, you're you. Is that I saw a report yesterday on CNN about Alzheimer's disease. Alzheimer's, or in German, old homers. And just a few minutes playing a certain video game now could help identify the earliest stages in Alzheimer's in ways that existing medical tests cannot. It's a new study using a smartphone app called See Hero Quest to monitor how gamers with and without the genetic predisposition to get Alzheimer's navigate in this virtual world. You use your thumbs and you move a little boat through a series of these maritime mazes, if you like. And this type of test was key because a report from the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences said, quote, and this is from CNN, spatial navigation is emerging as a critical factor in identifying preclinical Alzheimer's disease, end quote. So that means that players with a high genetic risk for Alzheimer's took less efficient routes to reach their checkpoints in the game, and the movement patterns were identified among players with a genetic risk pool who had not displayed any other memory problems. So by putting a net out over the world for survey subjects, Scientists also managed to reach their conclusion in what might be described as the fastest that they have ever done. Warp speed, if you like, Scotty. They embarked on what was the equivalent of 5 hours worth of lab research for every 2 minutes of gameplay. This is from the report, once again, of the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. So these findings offer wide-ranging possibilities, include aiding the development of more personalized measures for future diagnostics and drug treatment programs. That is from a lab technician called Jillian Coughlin. So what researchers were trying to do is have the largest dementia study in history and testing spatial navigation hypothesis in a novel way. They created a game called Sea Hero Quest. And they went to people all over the world, every ethnicity, every culture, every country that they could get their hands on. And they said, play this game. And so making the scientific purposes clear up front, and this was for Apple iOS, if you like, and Android users, and especially in the UK, they let them decide whether they would let the researchers collect data about how they maneuvered or taking the path and how fast. And so they ended up worldwide with 4.3 million players. How did they get that? People downloaded the app. But they wanted to home in on the people between age 50, hello, and 75, which is the group at highest risk of getting Alzheimer's. And they found in that group of 4.3 million that there was 27,000 that they had their eyes on. 27,000 people is a lot to get in a study. So they compared those results with the performance of people who are not at high risk, who are younger. And then they put in 31 people with the gene APOE4, which increases Alzheimer's risk. And then they cross-checked. So, listen, memory tests for Alzheimer's, I know we're getting off on a little bit of a medical tangent here. Memory tests are still the earliest identifier of Alzheimer's. It's just a different way of looking at the early signs. And so the lead researcher was a guy named Michael Hornberger, and he said, current diagnosis of dementia is strongly based on memory symptoms, which we know are occurring when the disease is quite advanced. Instead, emerging evidence shows that subtle spatial navigation in a video game and awareness deficits precede memory symptoms by many years. So what that means is, end quote, what that means is with this video game now, they can get people whatever you need to get, whether it's medicine, whether it's therapy, whether it's a change in diet, whether it's a change in environment, whatever. I'm not a Alzheimer's doctor. I'm a brain surgeon. No, I'm not a surgeon at all. I play one on the radio. So it's, you know, and I'll just say on a personal level, my dad now gets dementia sometimes. You know, he's over 80. And sometimes he's completely lucid being in a restaurant. And food comes and he's like, why did somebody bring me this? You ordered it. I didn't order this. Yeah, you did. You just said it. Why would I say that? I don't know, but you ordered. And it's sad. And then, of course, it gets heartbreakingly sad when that person doesn't even recognize their loved ones. And so a loved one's taking care of them. So, Sea Hero Quest, the key word there is hero. Because if you can get this so people, and like I said, this isn't just for the general public. This is people who are at risk. And so you can diagnose these things which are coming a little earlier. Nobody wants to hear, hey, you're at risk. But it's better to hear you're at risk and we might be able to do something about it. And so these findings, which also were done in part by, I should give credit to the colleges, University College in London, which I always love the name of that as American, University College. It's like a John Belushi shirt, University College. University of East Anglia, that's up there in Norwich. And then the organization called Alzheimer's Research UK. And by the way, the app was created by a developer named Glitchers. And it was funded by Deutsche Telekom. So this truly is at least a Euro way
of looking at it. But also, once again, I mean, I was talking about this maybe about 5-6 months ago, about how doctors and surgeons, well, it's surgeons, they're already doctors, but surgeons using a certain video game can go in and learn quicker. I was at the Game Developers Conference in March last month here in San Francisco, and I talked about this about 3 weeks ago. There was a game that was basically like Operation, except instead of putting a metal tweezers in between little metal sides and pulling something out, you were doing it in a video game. But as with, like, if you ever had root canal, like I've had 4 times in the last 3 years, the endodontist does the whole thing through a powerful microscope. Now, he or she's using their hands, but a lot of these people using these, they'll use instruments by using controls on them. So what better way to learn? And yes, there are cadavers. Cadavers, I would not imagine, are a dime a dozen. But what better way to learn on a video game? We already know how video games and flight sims and other things have trained the military over the years. We know that. So once again, technology from video games is helping the world, and in this case, helping early diagnosis of Alzheimer's. I know that's not the most exciting thing to hear on a video game show, but over the years, so many times, and a lot of times our elected politicians, our congressmen, our congresswomen, women, senators, they will point at a video game, oh, Grand Theft Auto, that's why there's problems in America. No, that's actually not why. Now, then again, those are games for adults. They're rated M. Don't give them to an 8-year-old. You're dumb if you give GTA to an 8-year-old. All right, I'm Rick Tittle. We'll give a game away on the other side. Come on back.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
We all have those home projects we'd like to get to before summertime, but there's always something that gets in the way. For a lot of people, they worry about overpaying for their home projects, and how can you be sure you're getting a fair price? That's where HomeAdvisor can help. HomeAdvisor's True Cost Guide shows what others paid for similar projects so you know you're getting a fair price. HomeAdvisor can even help you find the right pro for your job. Whether it's a leaky faucet or a major remodel, just tell them what you need and they'll match you with top-rated pros who can do the job and are available to do the work. You can read customer reviews, request quotes, book appointments, and it's free to use. HomeAdvisor makes it easy, so don't wait. Get those projects done before the busy season hits so you can relax this summer. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask HomeAdvisor. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app today.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the Video Game Review. Great to have you with us. If you're watching on Twitch.tv right now, you can see I got all dressed up for you. What do you want? It's radio. Rick Tittle with you. Video Gamers. It's 40 after. It's time we give away a game. And the way you answer this simple question to win the game, and as always, I'll take the second correct answer. It's like the 27th caller. No one's ever going to try that. And I never do the first because everyone always assumes that they're not the first. So, with that being said, the second correct answer, the game is called Ace Combat 7. Skies Unknown. So the PS4 and the Xbox One. I have it here for the PS4. It is published by Bandai Namco, developed by Project Aces, rated T for Teen. My question is this about dogfighting or is this about tennis? Once again, that seems like a trick question. It's really not. Just trying to give a game away. Just answer it. Send your answer. There's a big inhale. Rick at sportsbyline.com. Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown. Is it a game about dogfights or tennis? And you know what? When I saw this game was coming out, and it came out, I don't know, maybe about 6 weeks ago. When I saw this game was coming out, I thought, what now? You know, and I know that's for people who are fans of this series, you think, oh, it's so different. There's always a huge thing when it comes to flight sims in between the technical and the pick up and play arcade, right? It's easier to do with cars because cars aren't that complicated and we all drive them. I would say most people listening drive a car. So if you do Burnout Paradise, you hit the gas and then you steer. Not too complicated. But I also know when Microsoft first came out with their flight sims in the 90s, they were legit and they were a giant pain. You know, it's kind of like, I think that's why EA's NASCAR games didn't last because they were too realistic, meaning you'd get a caution flag and then you'd trade some pain and then you'd pit, and then you go slow. You never really got that feeling of speed, and where you were going fast, everybody around you was going the same speed. It was legit, but it wasn't fun. So I remember playing in Ace Combat, I don't remember it was 2 or 3, where it was just too complicated. It's too complicated. I don't mind highly detailed things, and I know that some of these planes now have these sci-fi looks to them as well. But here's the thing about this PS version, PlayStation 4 version. It comes with an exclusive PlayStation VR mode. And this is pretty amazing because all your speeds and rotations are virtually the same. So you'll use your head movement to look for bogeys, 12 o'clock high. They're in the sun. He's off to your port side of the plane. I guess it's left and right when you're flying. But the thing is, the entire game can't be used in VR. It's a mini campaign. And it may not be the selling point, but I think it is worth checking out. And they, the developers themselves said, have a barf bag ready. I love that. You know, every year at Fleet Week, it's the first or second weekend in October here in San Francisco, the Blue Angels come. And every once in a while, the Blue Angels will take a celebrity. I remember Miss America in the 80s. That was one thing she always got to do, is go up with the Blue Angels. And I don't know how, when they hit three G's in a turn, because the person in the back, the civilian, always passes out. The blood rushes away from their brain into their feet, and they don't have any blood in their brain, so they pass out. How are these pilots physiologically different than the rest of us? I don't know, but I got nothing but respect for them. But this is this game I got to check out a little bit. Ace Combat 7, Skies Unknown, is really fun. And you can earn money and you can buy things in the store. There are missions. In fact, there are story-based missions. There's 20 of them as well. And if you love the series, you're already in. You don't need that at all. I love the soundtrack. You've got, you know, hard beats. You've got rock and roll. You've got, you know, sounds like something in church. But this is the, you know, when you talk about a feeling of accomplishment in a video game, you will not just fly up there like Baron von Richthofen and shoot down 12 planes. You have to work and work to splash a bogey, so to speak, to take down a MiG, whatever you want. And, of course, no one wants to make it too Cold War-ish since we, I don't know, is the Cold War starting again? It's about the Ocean Federation, and you're in a war with the Kingdom of Arusia. So the jets are real, but they don't want to get people mad, I guess. I don't need that. You know, I've never been a storyline type of guy. You know, what's my motivation? What's my motivation? So anyway, just let me know. And once again, that will be Rick at sportsbyline.com, dogfighting or tennis. Now, speaking of VR, we'll get to the new releases here in a second. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild is an amazing game on the Switch. And an amazing amount of freedom to explore Hyrule as it exists on the Switch. And hard to believe now that it's been out 2 years. But if you can now use the Labo VR, and I'm not a Labo guy. It just seems a little too kiddish to have the cardboard DIY stuff. But apparently, The Labo VR works quite well with some of the games there. Now, they've added VR support to Super Mario Odyssey, and they have new VR-exclusive levels to work with your Labo. Breath of the Wild is also playable through these, I mean, you say VR, it's the cardboard goggles. And I didn't get to play it myself, but I was looking at a review from Andrew Webster, and he says it looked horrible, it felt horrible, and it was an awful experience. Now, that's one person. I remember a friend of mine, when I got the N64, we both lived in Oakland, and we both worked in a studio here in San Francisco. Sometimes we would carpool, and it was my friend Dave, and he loved video games. He was mostly a PC player, and he loved Diablo and games like that. But he's like, oh my gosh, you got the N64, I gotta check it out. And he came over, started playing Super Mario World, and 5 minutes in, he just dropped the controller and went, oh, and covered his eyes and dropped to his knees. He goes, I can't take it, I'm gonna throw up. I'm like, well, don't throw up on the rug. He didn't throw up, but I thought, wait, this is making you carsick? Everybody has their own way. Like, I can't read in a car. It makes me car sick. But then again, I can play Spear of Destiny all day. You know, the original Wolfenstein on the PC, not the really original one, but the 3D one. Although watching somebody else play Sod or Wolfenstein is a mind-bogglingly nauseous experience. So, it's the type of things that, I mean, it's a free update if you have the Labo VR. And if you do, I would love to hear from one of you out there, because it's pretty easy to poo-poo something. But then again, you know, I do kind of take into account that people doing reviews, like I mentioned, Mr. Webster probably has a pretty good idea of what to expect, unlike my friend Dave. All right, let's take a look at what is new this week and what's going to hit the shelves. We have SNK 40th Anniversary Collection. This is going to be on the Xbox One, and it has 13 SNK arcade hits into one collection. That's some old school stuff by there. Those games are pretty good. Remember the Neo Geo? That was SNK. PlayStation 4, a lot of this is DLC now. Giga Wrecker Alt. Giga Wrecker Alt combines frantic platforming, intense combat, and physics-based puzzle challenges into one exciting game. Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age on the Switch and the Xbox One. Final Fantasy XII, The Zodiac Age is a remastered version of the classic RPG, Final Fantasy XII. Starlink, Battle for Atlas on the PC. You take control of a team of star pilots looking for ancient secrets. Now here's an interesting one. Fade to Silence. DLC on the 4, the 1, and the PC. Can you survive in an environment of unrelenting winter, fighting not only hunger and monsters, but nature itself? And I hate bosses. This kind of reminds me of that Moon game. I hate bosses, but like on the cover art, there's like a 50-foot tall kind of like tripid type of one-eyed monster, and I already want no part of it. Cyberpunk Bartender Action VA11 Hall A. Yes, Cyberpunk Bartender Action VA11 Hall A is a booze-em-up about waifus technology and post-dystopia life. I think I'll give that one a miss. Maybe it's your cup of tea. Close to the Sun on the PC. Close to the Sun cast players back to the late 1890s, charging them with boarding a mysterious ship complex. Shakedown Hawaii on the Vita, the 4, the PC, and the Switch. From the makers of Retro City Rampage, it brings the V-blank world open universe into the 16-bit era. That actually sounds pretty fun. This isn't the Clemson defensive line, but it is Power Rangers Battle for the Grid on the PC. It's Morphin time. Power Rangers Battle for the Grid is an easy-to-learn but hard-to-master fighting game. By the way, I should mention Giga Wrecker Alt, also available on the Switch and the Xbox One. Super Crate Box. Labo? Well, it is on your Switch. Grab your baseball cap and loosen your pants. This comes from them. They said that. Grab your baseball cap and loosen your pants. It's time to fight endless hordes of enemies and collect every weapon. Steel Division 2 on the PC, set on the Eastern Front of World War II in 1944. Steel Division 2 is the real-time military strategy sequel. Guard Duty on the PC. Guard Duty is a comedy adventure that spans two radically different time periods. World End Syndrome on PSN. World End Syndrome is a romantic mystery visual novel that combines the thrills of love and mystery. A few more here. Fell Seal, Arbiter's Mark on the Xbox One. In the tactical RPG, Fell Seal, Arbiter's Mark, you will need, to use a strategy and cunning tactic. Darkest Hunters on the Nintendo Switch. Choose your hero, grab a weapon, learn new spells, and hunt. Eliminate every nasty beast you meet and collect loot. And finally, on the Xbox One, Black Paradox. Black Paradox is a fast-paced, rogue-lite shoot 'em up. Unleash an arsenal of weapons, power-ups, and drones. Drones. Come on back. We'll do the cheat code on the video game review.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevos.com. MYEVOZ.com.
The Video Game Review.
Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, and closing out the show in our customary fashion by doing a cheat code for an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. Now, something you may or may not know, and that is everyone who writes in for a cheat code request, and some weeks there are several, some weeks there's not, I answer everybody. I don't just pick one and ignore everybody else. So someone had written me an email saying, you know, I was going to ask, but I don't know if you're going to read it. If I don't read it on the air, I'll write you back. I'm here for you. Do I pay you? No. But I got one today, just today, which was fantastic. Because I don't know if I've gotten too many Genesis requests. And I don't know if this is for a throwback system. I hope this still works. But this email is from Mike. And Mike says, Rick, what is the code for Alex Kidd in The Enchanted Castle? Remember that with the Rochambeau? That was a hard game, actually, even though it had the fun music. Remember that? Boom, 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 boom. Maybe you don't. Here's the code. Start with 4 lives, 500 coins, and 2 of every item. How do you do that? During the intro sequence, when you see the chess, hold down, right, and A until the music stops. Once again, when you see the chess, hold down, right, and A and wait until the music stops at the title screen, and you will begin with 4 lives, 500 coins, and 2 of all items. Because you play the game, you get one life to live. My favorite soap opera. Is it a soap opera? Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next week on the Video Game Review.